Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Several questions we want to ask you, and again, we're just, well...
provoking your thinking.
That's exactly right. That's a good way to say it. Here they are. Do you want to get really depressed? We know the answer to that. Would you like to be continually discouraged? We know the answer to that. Are you yearning for a life filled with financial disappointment? Then all you have to do to get into that mindset is listen to television news or read it on the net or in the newspapers. When I think about the media in this country, and their forecast, prognostication.
An assessment of our future.
I'm reminded of the chorus sung on every hee-haw television show from probably 20, 30 years ago.
Probably 40 or
could be.
20 years ago.
Could be. They had a little song where they were singing. It's like this. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression and excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Listen, if you're going through tough times, the last thing you need is some television pundit telling you how bad things are while unwittingly robbing you of your hope. Truthfully, Christians should know better than to listen to this drivel. I'm reminded of another song with a much more positive, upbeat, and scriptural message.
It's called, Whose Report Are You Gonna Believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Ooh, I used to love that song. And the point of it is, we shall believe the report of the Lord. You know, years ago, when I worked for John Evans Eating Ministries, we were just coming on board, God was good to me, because we had a guy who called up. I took the phone call, and he said, you know, I have a place in the mall. We're just looking at it in terrible, dire situations here. And he goes, I've been seeing these ads on television for bankruptcy and other things. And I said, sir, you know, if you're looking to the world's solutions to your problems, that's what you're going to find. I said, you know, you need to commit this to the Lord and look for the solutions that he would have you, you know, that he would encourage you and show you the way out. And I mean, lo and behold, I said God was good to me. This man called after, I don't know, several weeks or whatever, and asked to talk to me. And he said, you know what? I did exactly what you said, and we've been able to pull things and turn them around. I take no glory for it. It was God. And I just praise the Lord. But it shows that the focus, your focus means everything.
That's exactly right. That is exactly.
So here is an indisputable fact. If you focus on gloom and doom, then you're going to live with fear produced by gloom and doom.
But child of God, in the midst of all the D words, that's what I call it, depression, despair, disappointment, discouragement, defeat, disaster, and yes, death. You need to remember that when you looked out your window today, if you didn't see God's throne fallen from heaven, he's still on it.
And he's going to be on it all day long.
That's exactly, and night too.
That's right.
Throughout American history, there have been devastating swings, another D word, in our economy, oftentimes spreading fear to people willing to listen and fear. Now, don't get us wrong. We're not saying things aren't tough right now, because for many they are. The world system of money is fragile, elusive, and can be stolen at a moment's notice. Income may dwindle, stocks may plummet, possessions may be lost. But let us tell you, this attack isn't coming from flesh and blood. It's coming from principalities, powers, rulers of spiritual darkness, and wickedness in high places.
However, John 10, verse 10, John 10:10, New King James Version. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. There's our promise.
That's it. You know, unfortunately, too many people have unwittingly been assisting the thief by unwise purchases and bad decisions. If you're spending more than you're making, then some of your agony is definitely self-imposed.
Make no mistake about it. We both wanted to.
We did. You go.
Well, the devil will do.
What's stirring in you?
Well, the devil will do everything in his power to mess you up, but he doesn't have all the power. You know that? He will show you the pleasure of living on Saks Fifth Avenue appetites with a Walmart budget. But financial storm clouds may have darkened your horizon, or you may be threatened with a sudden bolt of lightning that's just come too close. But you've got to take shelter in his word and listen only to God's economic forecast.
For God is the only one who knows what the future holds. And for sure, he's the only economic forecaster who cares about you having a more abundant life. God always tells his children the truth. He always keeps his word. He's not moved by what politicians or special interest groups say. He doesn't care about the Nielsen TV ratings. He just wants the very best for you. When God talks, we better be listening and doing what he says. God has always supplied for him. He's always supplied for his people, even when they doubted or did things that really weren't smart. You just have to read the account of the children of Israel traveling through the wilderness to understand the lengths that God went to prove his love for his children.
In 1 Kings chapter 8, we read where in one day, God enabled Elijah to defeat and destroy the 450 prophets of Baal, prayed rain into a drought-stricken land, and even outran King Ahab's chariot for a distance of 20 miles. Despite all the blessings and victories, despite how many times Elijah had seen God move supernaturally on his behalf, he took off running because of one bad report from a crazy queen. You know, Elijah ended up in a place where there was seemingly no provision and no apparent way to get any, but God. But God.
I like that.
I do too.
But God.
But God supplied Elijah in a miraculous way by sending ravens, who would be the most unlikely birds, to bring him food. When Elijah looked with his natural eyes, he couldn't see how provision was possible. But God opened supernatural ways to take care of his needs. He only required Elijah to remain faithful to the journey he was on and not get worried or off course.
You know, our Heavenly Father is no respecter of persons. You read that in Acts 10:34. What he's done for anybody else, he has to do for you. God delivered Elijah from people. Yes, even those in positions of authority who wanted to take all he had, including his life. It may seem that some of your creditors have those same predatory instincts, but just remember, God is on your side.
One scripture, I love and frequently quote, Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you, who can be against you?
It doesn't matter what's reported on the nightly news. It doesn't matter what your neighbor or family member says. It only matters what the Word of God says. We could give you dozens, if not hundreds, of scriptures, but we're only going to give you one.
Here's a good one. Psalm 84:11. Psalm 84:11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
You know, honey, that's a great scripture to personalize.
Perfect one.
Perfect. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from Maya, who walks uprightly. No good thing will he withhold from Denise, who walks uprightly. No good thing will he withhold from Randy, who walks uprightly. Personalize that scripture for you. God wants us, you, me, us, to believe his economic forecast. He doesn't want us looking over our shoulder in fear of economic or financial ruin. God is not worried about the gloomy financial forecast you can hear in the main media. In fact, he delights in showing himself mighty in your behalf.
I love it.
You can read that in 2 Chronicles 16:9. And honey, he'll even take care of our enemies.
I like that even better, some. Jeremiah 15, verse 11 says, the Lord replied, I will take care of you, Jeremiah. Your enemies will ask you to plead on their behalf in times of trouble and distress. When you seek God's help, then you can personalize Jeremiah 15:11.
The Lord replied, I'll take care of Ray and Brenda. Their enemies will ask you to plead on their behalf in times of trouble and distress. Personalize that scripture for you. Get it inside you. But Brother Harold, I don't have any enemies. Oh, yes, you do. Debt is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Sin is an enemy. Lack of income is an enemy. A rebellious child is an enemy. We could go on and on, but here's the bottom line. Anything or anyone that keeps you from fulfilling your divine destiny is an enemy.
And we know who's behind every one of the ones that we listed. It is the enemy of your soul.
Now, you may be under attack at the moment, but you got to know that God is going to show himself mighty on your behalf. There's going to be an all-star performance.
Luke 1:45. Hallelujah. Luke 1:45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord.
Our Heavenly Father delights in demonstrating his miraculous power to provide when all the world's empty promises fail. His supply is backed by his promises. And it's his delight to take care of those like Elijah who remain steadfast and unmovable. What do you believe about your economic future? But more importantly, whom do you believe?
One last thing in Job 1:10. Job 1:10 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, have you not put a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have conferred prosperity and happiness upon him and the works of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land. And then the enemy used that against Job and thought he could take him out, but Job won out in the end. If you're in a tough spot, know this one thing. No matter what the enemy says he can do to you, the Lord will prove with your faithfulness that he cannot.
And Father, in the name of Jesus right now,
yes,
and in the place of agreement, Father, we just speak an economic hedge of protection around every person,
yes,
hearing our voice, whether it's today, tomorrow, or some other day. Thank you, Father.
Because you are the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And while you're there, make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern on a sensational Sunday.
That's right.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.